Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Making up. Chris Hannon joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That's a little Billy Joel in honor of Joel Embiid. It's Big Night. An innocent man. I don't really buy his defense on the flagrant, but it's a hell of a game.
Okay, so before I do that, explain to me why. So last night we had the NFL draft, and at the NFL draft, what they'll do, the commissioner will go up and they'll say, we have a trade. And then you know the terms of the trade. And the people put on the right hats. If they're drafted by a certain team, they put on the hat of that team, etc. Why can it not be like that in the NBA?
I don't know enough about the NFL to compare and contrast. So I don't know right. what their calendar's like and the financial year and the salary caps and the dates.
Right. Why can't it be in the NBA, though?
Well, I think you could sort of colloquially. It is technically not true, but because some of these trades don't happen until, like, you know, right. there's a difference between when transactions technically happen and when they're reported or whatever and when they're agreed to. And so they're not, for whatever reason, they're not saying, right. you know, this player plays for this team until the player is actually traded. When Woj's recording a trade is not a trade happening.
Right.
And yeah. even teams agreeing to a trade is not a trade happening. It is when the actual paperwork gets filed is when a trade happens.
It has,
now, do I object to them just like saying, like being more transparent on the broadcast? No. But I've also reached the point where I don't even treat it as a TV show anymore. Like, I just follow it on Twitter, you know?
Is that right?
You just can't. You can't. If you're dealing with it, you know, from a media perspective,
that's exactly
like I
right.
am,
you
can't just wait for the TV show. You have to deal with information as it comes. And once you're dealing with the information as it comes, the TV show's irrelevant.
That's exactly right. We said when we were talking about the drafts yesterday, I said I follow the NBA draft on Twitter. Because typically, at least until now, I've always covered it. And so right. you want to know what's happening as soon as you can. I treat the NFL draft like totally like a fan, and I absorb it like a TV show. And so I studiously stay off Twitter. It's
right.
And so you're exactly right.
I used to love watching the draft in that capacity. And
right.
so like if I were strictly in fan mode, I probably would. So even then, though, I don't know. I mean,
yeah,
the Twitter stuff is so
yes, you
so
hear
part
stuff.
Of the NBA.
Yeah.
And it's tough.
It's not just that you get the pick early, and this is even in the NFL draft. It's that you hear all kinds of other things about discussions.
And there's trade rumors
exactly.
and there's all of that, right?
Yeah.
And you realize once that stuff started happening, once you had access to that, you realize how slow and behind the TV stuff probably always was.
Right.
You just didn't know. Like, you would throw it to Peter Vesey and he'd be talking about some trade rumor. You didn't know that, like, that was now a null and void proposition that didn't matter anymore, you know?
Right.
But I used to, you know, when I was in college, like, we used to have NBA draft parties, like, every year. It was a big thing. We used to love hanging out and watching the draft. And I don't know how you get back to that in the current, like, media information environment. It's a tricky thing. But I do think something's been lost in that.
The, of course, the NBA this year is going two different nights, which seems
right.
I mean, whatever. It's programming. The difference, though, is that, I mean, the NFL's bigger anyway, and it's over 3 days now. But it is very likely that your sixth-round pick in the NFL is going to be on your team. Your second-round pick is going to probably start. And so it's much more meaningful what happens in the second round of the NFL draft, the third round of the NFL draft. The second round of the NBA draft is kind of a, like, how many of those players are actually going to be meaningful?
Well, I mean, it's a little, I mean, you're right. You're right that there's a difference. A little bit more than there used to be because, like, you know, you have three two-way contracts. Right. So you get three two-way contracts. You get all of that. But for that reason, I think the real driver of the two-day thing is not the – it's sort of this weird thing where there's the actual process by which teams select players, and then there's how this is presented to fans on television. And I think they're trying to, like, help both of those things in this. But I think the driver of it was less the TV product and the teams don't want to be rushed. The only reason teams were rushed with 2 minutes between second-round picks is because they were trying to squeeze it all into a TV show. And it didn't make any sense in terms of actual franchise decision-making that impacts the lives of people and players. It made no sense to only have 2 minutes between these picks. The only reason they did that is to cram it into a TV show. And so the real impetus is not the TV show. The emphasis is having better process. And changing the process leads to the change in the TV show. Now, because for the reason you said, in terms of, like, what's interesting and what's not on TV, and in some degree it matches what matters most in real basketball, too, I would break it differently. I wouldn't break it round one, round two. I would almost
lottery
and then the rest.
You're exactly right. Do the lottery and then do the rest. By the way, speaking of lottery, the Grizzly, the lottery is May 12th in Chicago. So the Grizzlies have their one, and they have two twos. Is that right? They have two twos?
Yep. One that's
pretty high.
39, and one that's like 58, something like that.
Yeah. Okay. Onward to last night. So the Sixers get the win. Embiid goes for 50 and maybe should have been ejected. Should he have been ejected?
No, I think the flagrant one was a proper officiating at that moment. I mean,
it was untoward.
Could you have argued for a flagrant two? Yes. I do think that's a situation where it's like, come on, man, it's the first quarter of a playoff game.
That's exactly right.
Like you got to really, really, really make it clear to have a star player tossed in that moment. And to me, I was okay with flagrant one on that.
In the regular season, you could have imagined it, right? And yep. But in a playoff game, and maybe I think it should matter. It's interesting, though. The Knicks afterwards were talking like that call, and then the other one where he need Hartenstein, and then just the free throw disparity. They were winking like, hey, we know what happened. This was the NBA making up for screwing us in the earlier. Yeah, I don't believe that at all.
I don't believe that. I don't think like an order came down from Adam Silver or any of that.
Right.
But I do believe that officials are human too, and like,
right.
And the environment of playoff games and where they're at, I do think that can influence things.
Embiid was really great. Yeah. I confess I was mostly watching the draft. What did you make of the proceedings?
It's just, I mean, this dude is dragging a leg around, and now he's got Bell's palsy.
Right?
I mean, it's unbelievable, and he is so good. He is so big and so skilled and so good, and he's just dropping these threes. I don't know what the final number was, but he hit like four or five threes, I think.
It was
game.
5 of 7 from three, 13 of 19 overall. Yeah.
And these aren't all just like wide open. Like he's like guys like, you know, trying to crawl up his chest basically and he's knocking down like flat footed threes. And so, you know, he's a great player. Before the injury thing this season, he won MVP last season. And before the injury thing happened this season, he was having a much better season this year. Like, he probably would have won MVP this year if he had played, like, a full year. And is he quite as good as Jokic? No. Is he quite as good as Giannis? Probably not. Debatable. But, like, that's it right now. Those are the best players in the world, those three guys.
If he remains, quote-unquote, healthy, I'm using healthy in quotes. If it doesn't...
Healthy enough to drop 50 in a playoff game,
exactly, yeah. Do you like the Sixers' chances?
I think they're down 2-1, so it's hard to say you like their chances. But I think that, you know, I think if Embiid is healthy enough to be productive, then I think they're probably the better team. And so I just worry if he will be able to maintain this as you go deep into a series.
How much of what he did, obviously his greatness was the, but you had Robinson who was out after the ankle thing, and then Hartenstein in foul trouble. Was that part of the Knicks' challenge?
Yeah, sure. But, I mean, you know, that's playoff basketball. Right. You know, these things happen.
All right. The other series became more interesting as the Magic beat the hell out of the Cavs, and those guards who you were pointing out had done nothing. Actually, Jalen Suggs, 9 of 11, 3 of 5 from 3. He had been 6 of 21, 1 of 10 from 3 in the series. And they started your man, Wendell Carter.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't get to see much of that game, so I don't know how much that impacted things, whether that gave him some spacing or whatever. Like, I don't know. It worked.
They said
whatever.
It worked to keep Jared Allen from dominating. He didn't put up big numbers, but it was funny. Like, reading the description of what happened, and I watched not a second of it because I was watching the draft. Reading the description of what happened is, I sort of felt like, oh, yeah, that's exactly what he could do for the Grizzlies, you know?
Right. No, he, and so, no, I think he's a good player. Even if the stat lines aren't always great, like, also, if you're coming to the Grizzlies, you're going to be the fifth, sixth option also. So he's not going to, if he came to the Grizzlies, he wouldn't be putting up 18 points a game for them either, you know? It's not surprising for Orlando to win that game because, I mean, this did not work for the Lakers, particularly if you're down 0-2 coming home, you get the big effort in game three. So not surprised for them to win that game, but am I surprised that they put up 120 points?
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
The Nuggets Lakers. I asked Jeffrey this. How much are you enjoying that? Do you enjoy watching the Lakers get swept again, it appears, by the Nuggets?
Yeah, no. I mean, I think it's good basketball, and it's good basketball with a pleasing outcome. And so really it's sort of good all around. Yeah.
D'Angelo Russell benched during this game, essentially. Jeffrey said he was on his phone.
We've seen that before. He was benched in game 6 against the Grizzlies.
Jeffrey said he was – I did not see this, Jeffrey. What? He was on his phone in the second
half?
Correct.
Like, he's at, like, the end of the bench, and he just whips out his cell phone.
You don't really see that often.
That was a new one.
That's something. Yeah.
It does feel like there's trying to be, like, this – I mean, I assume Darvin Ham's not coming back anyway, but – it feels like they're really trying to, like, undermine him to make sure he doesn't come back.
Well, that was interesting.
If they're getting swept in the first round, it does seem like a coach.
Darvin Ham is not coming back.
Yeah.
All right, tonight they're all interesting tonight, don't you think? I mean, you got Bucks and Pacers, and Clips and Magic are both 1-1, and then you expect the big effort from the Suns as they're back home and they got the T-Wolves.
Yeah, we haven't really reached the point, and we have now after that Lakers-Nuggets game, but we haven't reached the point where any game begins with no intrigue left in a series. So we're still early enough in the playoffs that that's true across the board. I think the Mavs-Clippers is particularly an interesting thing. It seems like that's a series, maybe the most likely series to go 6 or 7 games in the first round. You know, maybe the Sixers-Knicks, too. And with the Milwaukee thing, you keep wondering about, like, when is the Giannis reappearance happening?
The other news yesterday was that Mike Miller is now Ja's agent. When Ja left Jim Tanner, you were pretty clear, like, Ja's under a long-term deal here. There's not some, we shouldn't be fearing, you know, this, and it shouldn't be causing tremors in the Grizzlies in universe. I guess the only fear was if he went to Clutch or something, you'd wonder what that would mean or, you know, what I don't know. Do you take any significance to Mike Miller being his new agent?
I never got the sense that his decision was related to his status with the Grizzlies, positively or negatively. You know, it's not on the precipice of free agency. Right. There's no indication that, you know, he'd be looking to try to force a trade. I mean, it's really, you're just making stuff up to even suggest such a thing. My sense is whatever personal business stuff drove the decision, that has nothing to do with his status with the Grizzlies. Yeah.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.